Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm your host, Kimbo, podcast where we uncover the stories behind the creativity. Get ready to be inspired. So sit back and grab a slice of life.
I'm on the Slice of Life podcast with Kimbo. Yeah.
What is up, guys? We're back with another episode. Today we have Cassandra. She has the pleasure of blessing us with her presence. Cassandra is a singer-songwriter, right? Cassandra May Laurence. Mm-hmm. That's what she goes by. Full government name.
Yes, it's true. That is my full government name.
What made you do the whole name and not like just the first?
Well, because that's what I was called to do. And it just seemed like it resonated the most. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's only one of me as far as I know. Right. I mean, as far as like my name goes, I've actually looked it up and I haven't found any other person with my same name. And I feel like when you include your first, middle, and last name, it's more likely that you can't have somebody having a misconception about who someone's talking about. So
that's why. Yeah. I don't know, like for me, I'm very secretive of my last name. I don't know. I'm weird. Probably because I don't like my last name. But I like your last name. Like,
Thank
it
you.
Just flows. Like, Cassandra May Laurence, like, just flows. And I was like, I don't share my last name because I was like, I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I just don't.
Well, I'm not going to bring any attention to it, though.
Yeah, no. Nobody knows my last name.
Okay.
So, you guys, actually, Cassandra used to do my hair, like, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be a hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've known her for 7 years.
I think right? so, yeah.
Yeah, I had red hair, guys. And she went hard in the paint, literally, with my red hair for 3 years.
Hard in the red paint.
Yes.
It was really beautiful. I still have a picture of it on my Instagram profile for Salon Amore. So yeah. It's still,
you don't do hair
it's
at
still
all,
there.
Do you?
What's that?
You don't do hair at all anymore?
Well, I've done it for friends,
oh, okay.
But it's not something that I do as much as I used to. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get started. What inspired you to pursue a music career?
Okay.
Because I know in the beginning, like, you were on that journey when I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that just take off?
Well, I can give you a bit of a backstory and then explain how it took off. And I started singing when I was a child, and my mom said that I used to sing all the time. And then whenever I was 9 years old, I sang in the Texas Girls Choir here in Fort Worth. So I started doing that. I was a soprano. And then I also was in the school band, and I played mm-hmm. percussion instruments and the drums and marimba, et cetera. And so I've always had this big background in music and especially singing. And so as a child, I knew that that was something that I wanted to do, but I feel like, you know, I also wanted to have my salon. Mm-hmm. And that was another thing that my child self wanted to produce and pursue. And so I had that dream kind of established and accomplished. And then I went and did this kind of inner child healing work. And I remembered, okay, I actually want to mm-hmm. sing. And that was something that was one of my dreams. And I kind of forgot about it, or just kind of like didn't pursue it as much. So I ended up having an ascension in 2019 when you still knew me.
Yeah.
And I was still doing my Salon Amore stuff. And I just felt like I had to pursue singing and songwriting. And it was something that was on my soul. And I felt like I needed to express my soul in a more mm-hmm. profound way rather than simply doing people's hair and making people happy just in a moment. And I wanted to heal people with my music.
So you moved to Atlanta, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I remember you saying you were moving.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where like everything just blossomed?
Well, I feel like the blossoming just happened within me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my outside reality just reflected that back. However, whenever I moved to Atlanta, I took some time to write some songs, mm-hmm. and I wrote a few different songs in the span of a few months. And then I was able to get my first show ever which was with So Far Sounds Atlanta. And then 4 days later, the pandemic hit.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, I was just kind of thrown off completely. And I just adapted and started playing shows online and at home instead of out. Because as you know, mm-hmm. during that time, people weren't performing out and everybody was just isolated at home. So then I just really stuck to the online scene.
So then when did you come back?
I came back toward the end of 2021.
Oh, okay. So you've been here for a few years.
Yeah, for a little while. But I had to heal from a surgery and like took some time off. And I didn't really start back at it mm-hmm. until the end of 2022, October in 2022.
Oh, okay. So
I took like a year off. Yeah.
Yeah. What specific genre do you have, like with your music? Do you have a specific, or is it just whatever you feel?
It's whatever I feel. However, because it's whatever I feel, I've noticed that what comes out is a sound that I identify with now as haunting, ethereal, classical.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I describe my music as. And it just comes out that way. I haven't tried to stick within a certain genre or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just let it flow.
Yeah. How do you approach the songwriting? Like, is it some kind of emotion you're feeling, or is it just something that will pop in your head? You're like, okay, I got to write this down, or how does that work?
It's mostly, I mean, it's kind of all of the above, but I noticed that I've gotten songs through dreams. Mm-hmm. I've also gotten songs through just channeling them. Like, for instance, I've had a song that has just come through all at once and then had to record it and write it down. And of course, it took a little bit of time to actually put it all together. But I've done that. But I've also had moments where I've collected my feelings from a certain instance that had happened mm-hmm. and then put music to it instead of just having it all together at once. And so it's just been this different process, and it just kind of comes together based off of how I'm feeling in that moment. Right. So it hasn't been like me reaching out and saying like, oh, I'm going to write a song today, and then just starting to write it. It has to come through me somehow mm-hmm. in multiple different, you know, ways.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. It's natural, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, congrats on your radio release.
Thank
you. For your single, Be Here Now.
Thank you.
Cassandra had her first radio release. What station was it?
91.7 KXT.
Is that a local DFW station?
It's a North Texas station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. How did that feel, like just hearing yourself on the radio?
I cried a little bit and I had a lot of friends gathered with me at a place called Loadout Bar in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. So I collected some people, got them together so that we could all celebrate together. And we listened to the radio release live, and it was
awesome.
From, Nilofer Arsala, she was the one that had played the song, and she saved it for the end.
Mm-hmm.
And she said some really sweet things, and it was a very impactful, pivotal moment in my life.
That was your first, right, single?
Yeah. That's the first one that I've released to a radio station.
Oh, that's cool. So is that how that works? You have to release it, and then they'll put it on, or they won't put it on every time, or it just depends? How does that?
They have to approve it.
Okay.
So I don't know how the process works all the time,
mm-hmm.
but I know that for me, I had the idea to submit it to them, and then they ended up replying and excitedly said that they wanted to play it on the show. So
okay, and this was what, like last month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's was it, February?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was last month. Wait. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I heard it. Actually, I heard it this morning because I was doing my little research, right? Mm-hmm. And then I had it on my Apple Music. And then like when I, this morning when I plugged in my phone, it was the first thing that played.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I already had I hadn't looked at it, but I hadn't listened to it. But I guess I left it there. And so when I turned on my car and put the Bluetooth on, it was the first thing that played. And I was like, oh, I'm seeing her later today.
Yeah, how synchronistic. Right? That's wonderful. And then we're both wearing jean jackets. You heard my song earlier.
I know.
All these things just corresponding.
It's a nice song. You have a really good voice. I love it.
Thank you.
I was like, I was feeling the lyrics too. I was like, I feel this right now, you know?
Yeah.
Because everyone has their own story when they hear lyrics. It's like, people can relate.
Do you want to tell me what you felt when you listened to it?
About somebody being here, like, next to me.
Aww.
In the moment. Yeah.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
Is that how you felt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Can you talk about the role of live performances in your career and how has it impacted your connection with the audience?
So, live performances.
Because you've done a few. I've seen you around town
mm-hmm.
with the live performances. So how does that grow your audience in connection with them?
So it's nice because I'm actually being able to sing my music and people can mm-hmm. come to me and ask me questions and find out where to find me online on my YouTube channel and Instagram and all of those things. And it's also my favorite part of singing is the connection that I get to have with people and then hearing people's interpretation of the songs and how it impacted them. And it feels really good in that moment. But as far as overall singing goes, that's how I support myself the most is live performances.
Right. And then I know we were talking about this earlier off camera, but you said you reach out to them. So mm-hmm. you just go into these, they're like, what are they like? Not bars. Are they bars or?
There are some music venues. There are also some bars and then also like secret So Far Sound shows. Mm-hmm. I've also been facilitating a Ryan Place Fairmount block party out Southside Preservation Hall, which is also like a music venue, but also a source where people can have weddings and other things. So places like that, a lot of different places, even outside. So it just kind of varies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any like upcoming shows?
Yeah, I do. I would just have to check my calendar to know specifically which one's next.
What about as far as like projects? Anything in the works?
So I was actually thinking
you can speak of at least.
Yeah. So I've been doing some collaborative jazz singing with some people recently. So I've been working on that.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun. And then other than that, I was considering a music video for Be Here Now.
Yes,
I think that would be
a
beneficial next step. So those are the things I've been working on. And then just being more creative overall. Mm-hmm. I've been painting a lot lately and it's been really fun. And I've noticed that in order to create more creativity within me, doing something creative that isn't even songwriting or singing kind of is the catalyst for even more of that to just come through. So it's kind of like a way of engaging in that overall.
Oh, that's cool. Well, exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the next video. Whenever you get that cooking. Yeah.
I'm excited
too.
Do
you have a favorite artist or like musician?
I would say Lana Del Rey. She's my lady.
Yeah.
I
can see that.
Especially like her artistry It really resonates with me. And I like that she creates poetry and just brings you on this ride through her albums. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I see that for sure. What advice do you have for aspiring music artists?
I would say if it is something that lights you up and gets you excited, definitely pursue that. And don't be afraid to suck at it. Because everybody does in the beginning. And it's just a matter of breaking through that and continuing on anyway, knowing that you'll get better and better. And so if you feel like it's something on your heart and something that brings you joy and excitement, definitely pursue it.
Yeah. Sometimes I tell myself, oh yeah, I wish I could sing. I was like, what do I sing about? And I don't know how to sing. So it's just something I'm random that pops in my head. But
yeah. You can sing anywhere.
I know, but I don't know how. I mean, that's like a whole different journey I would have to open. I was like, okay, never mind.
Not right now.
Not right now. Okay. Do you have a favorite pizza?
Yes.
What kind?
I do. Well, not specifically a certain pizza, but pizza place. Pizza Verde in Fort Worth.
Pizza Verde.
I think that's what it's called. Verde Pizza. It's a vegan pizza place off of Camp Bowie. And that pizza just kind of melts in your mouth and it's really delicious.
So the cheese is vegan?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's all vegan. So everything they have there is vegan. So
I'm going to have to try that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I would.
Because I don't eat like red meat. Because I don't know. It just hurts my stomach. I don't know. So I was like, maybe I should try, vegan pizza.
Yeah. It has less acidity in it. And so it would be more gentle on your stomach.
Yeah. All right, Cassandra, thank you for joining in on my podcast. I haven't seen her in like so long. It's been like five years.
Yeah, at least five.
And she looks the same like she did 7 years ago.
So do you.
I'm old now, though.
No, you're not. Don't age yourself. Well, thank you for having me. Yes. This has been really fun.
You can find Cassandra on Apple Music and Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm. Any streaming platform.
Any streaming platform. And then she also has Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cassandra here, May LaRance. You can find her on Apple Music, Spotify. Also, you can find Kimbo Slices of Life on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. We will see you guys in 2 weeks.